Good morning, Alarm Systems Plus.
Good morning. This is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. I was calling back for Howard. Is he in?
Yes, for which card?
Oh, no, Bank of Cardiff. It's nothing to do with the card.
Okay, one moment. What's your first name, Nick?
Yeah, he should have gotten an email from me. We talked last week, so I just want to catch up with him.
Okay, one moment, please.
Hello, Howard Lang.
Hi, Howard. It's Nick Chapman with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you this morning?
Okay, how about you?
Pretty good. Thanks for asking. I just want to give you a call and make sure you got my email last week. I know you had a big meeting with a hotel last Friday. I just want to make sure, like I said, you got my email and see if you have any questions and if there's a good fit for us.
Did you send it via, which email address did you use? We have two. We have staff at Alarm Systems Plus. I probably gave you that one.
You did.
Okay.
Yeah, I sent it on the 11th.
Okay, Bank of Cardiff?
Yes.
Is that you?
Perfect. Yeah, perfect. I'm glad you got it. Okay.
Well, Nick,
mm-hmm.
This is, your stuff looks very nice. I mean, it looks like fair stuff, but it's the same stuff that we get three or four of them a day on my fax machine. I don't know how they get my name and address, but they do.
I thought they had made it illegal to fax things like that these days.
Yeah, well, I think they don't pay attention to that. So working capital, lend off of the top line revenue. So if you had annual sales of $400,000, you would lend $3,500.
No, we'd lend about
$60,000. Unsecured. Okay, the rate's mid-level. Okay, so when you say mid-level, what kind of interest rate are we looking at?
For the equipment financing?
Well, we really don't need any equipment financing. Well, I could say that to pay off my suppliers.
Oh, okay. So, well, there's two programs there. So the working capital would be the one you would use to pay off suppliers. Marketing, advertising, or the big project, for example, if you needed some capital for the if you landed at that huge hotel contract. Rates there are typically, it's cents on the dollar, it's not an APR, and it's typically 10 to 25, 30 cents on the dollar, depending on your business credit, time in business, and cash flow.
10 to 25%, it's just nothing I would be interested in.
Right, but like I said, it's cents on the dollar, it's not APR, so if you had 25 cents on the dollar on a two-year term, right, so that's roughly translates to 12.5%.
Yeah, that. I don't really have a need in this job that we're trying to do. I was very interested, and I went down to see it, and we are going to be a subcontractor to a person that's bidding on this work. It doesn't mean even if, if he doesn't get the bid, we don't get the bid.
Mm.
So it's one of those things, and I wasn't real enthused about doing this job. I just didn't like it. So,
okay. Yeah, if there's no need, there's no reason to borrow money, even if it's at 1%, right? I don't know, you've been in business a long time, so I know you're familiar with banking and lending. It's just not the same as it was. And I think that if you were to talk to several banks today, you might hear people say 8.5%. You know, banks like Wells Fargo, but it's really hard to get the approval. So, you know, 12.5%, I think, is some of the cheapest money out there when it comes to unsecured. You know, we're not leaning this up against your property collateral. I know you don't need it. I just like to explain it because...
You know, your timing was a very timely in that I was going to go down and take a look at a big job. And if I talk to the person that I have to give my bid to, he says, oh, no, there's no upfront money. You're going to have to finance it. Then I would stick your rates in there on that, what it's going to take to do it. So, you know, I could possibly do it, but I just wasn't real enthused about doing it.
Yeah, now I can tell. Yeah, it's it wasn't the right job for you, but...
My friend invited our company and another company to do, they were going to do the network wiring. And so we were just going to run cameras.
Hmm.
Quite candidly, it would be real easy for them to also do that job. Not that I want to give business up, but it's a great big complex where, you know, you might want to have one person doing both of them, because you're going to be running wires right alongside of them, and these people are adept at network cabling and stuff like this. This is just a monumental job in wiring, and that's not our area of expertise any longer. We used to be that way, but since we downsized, we're not the big cable runners anymore. So I'm not real interested in doing that. As a matter of fact, I have to let him know that I probably won't even bid on it. So if I'm not going to bid on it, then I probably don't need to borrow any money.
Right, yeah. If you have enough work and it's something you don't want to do, why would you bother, you know?
Yeah. I have, on a personal level, we have just had, it seems that we've had misfortune in ending up with little bitty problems that keep us from finishing these jobs that should be done 1, 2, 3. So this one has all the makings of a troubled account. And I just don't want another one of those. So.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't need it, you don't need the headaches, you know?
No, Nick, I appreciate you doing this. I'm not going to throw this away. And if something changes in the next day or two where we really do want to decide, and I'm going to need to borrow money to do it, I'll give you a jingle, okay?
That sounds great, Howard. And I do want to clarify the equipment financing for future is mid-single digits. You know, it starts at between 4 to 6, depending on the collateral. You know, we work with a lot of companies that buy used. And so, of course, that always adds a point or two onto the rate, right? Whether it's, you know, yellow iron or trucks or what have you. It's the unsecured money that... gets to, you know, 12-13%, you know, something like that. So, give me a call if something pops up. I'm always here, and, hopefully we talk in the future.
Yeah. I thought it might be I was real enthusiastic about going down there and seeing what it was about when we saw it. It looks like a trouble account.
You've been doing this a long time. You can recognize that.
Yeah, it's an old Holiday Inn that has been abandoned for 10 years.
Oh,
wow.
They
have to basically do everything. It's not just one building. Through the years, they've added like 4 different expansions, so the thing is spread out all over the place. So if it's one building, that's fine. This looks like a nightmare to me.
Yeah. Whoever, I mean, you can spot it. You've been doing this 33 years, right? You can spot that.
Well, Nick, listen, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for the call. And again,
of course,
if I have a change of heart in doing this, I'll give you a call.
Sounds great. Yeah. Be happy to run some numbers for you. All right, Howard.
Oh, thank you, sir.